AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Senate Republicans have again blocked a bill to guarantee a woman's right to in vitro fertilization.
Donald Trump has called himself a leader on IVF.
We want more babies.
But a vote to establish a nationwide right to IVF did not get the 60 votes needed to move forward. Texas Republican Ted Cruz voted no. He says the federal government shouldn't tell states what to do.
It's designed to backdoor and federalize broad abortion legislation, which I understand is the Democrats' partisan position, but it is contrary to the views of a great many Americans.
Before the vote, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expected Republicans to not support the IVF bill.
It will be further proof they stand against the well-being of families.
In a statement, Vice President Kamala Harris said Republicans in Congress have once again made clear they will not protect access to the fertility treatments many couples need to fulfill their dream of having a child. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meantime, Florida is launching its own criminal probe into the apparent assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
Ryan Routh was charged with federal gun crimes yesterday. Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida prosecutors will run their own investigation, saying the state has jurisdiction over the most serious offense,
which is attempted murder.
And he wants to make sure Routh is held fully accountable.
We have a strong interest in the state of Florida of bringing this suspect to justice to the fullest extent of the law.
More federal charges are also possible as Attorney General Merrick Garland's Justice Department seeks a grand jury indictment.
We will spare no resource in this investigation.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Kamala Harris criticized Trump's rhetoric about migrants in Ohio, saying at a National Association of Black Journalists forum,
"Not everybody has Secret Service."
And hundreds of handheld pagers exploded in Lebanon and Syria, killing at least 9, including members of the militant group Hezbollah, more than 2,700 wounded. This is AP News. Sources tell AP Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is going on injured reserve after his third concussion in 2 years. Meantime, Monday Night Football featured a tight one in Philadelphia.
Kirk Cousins' 7-yard touchdown pass to Drake London with 34 seconds left in regulation gave the Falcons a come-from-behind 22-21 win over the Eagles. Down 21-15, Cousins needed just a minute and 5 seconds to engineer a 6-play, 70-yard drive for the game-winning score.
We just tried to take what they gave us and move our way down the field, and we were able to get some chunks that basically got us down there low enough where the clock wasn't really our enemy.
Cousins threw for 241 yards and 2 touchdowns to even Atlanta's record to 1-1.
Yeah, just trying to play football, help our teammates win, get out of here with a win. Enjoy playing, enjoy the competition, enjoy the challenge, the opportunity, the resolve you have to have trying to rally.
Jalen Hurts had a touchdown pass and a touchdown run for the Birds in the loss. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.